Welcome back to the National Cancer Prevention Workshop. This year, our focus is cancer prevention in rural America, screenings and healthcare for better outcomes. My name is Miles O'Brien. I'm on the board of Less Cancer, and we have an array of guests who are focused on this particular issue of cancer, cancer risk, and in rural settings. We are joined by someone who, if you're in the town of Culpeper, Virginia, needs no introduction. He is truly a local legend and a local hero. Eugene Triplett, who is a retired pharmacist and generally great guy, but also someone who is very focused on the issue of improving health outcomes in rural America. Eugene, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for being with us on our series this year.
My pleasure.
So I want to talk. Let's tell the story first about how you became acquainted with Less Cancer and Bill Cousins. I know there's a good story there, which has a kind of a bit of a happy ending on the issue of prostate screening. First of all, you and Bill, how did you become acquainted?
Well, I guess a couple of years ago when Bill approached, I volunteered at the free clinic, Tammy LeGraff and myself, and we were you know, just going over, basically, we were dealing at that time with healthy eating and how proper nutrition was responsible for less cancer. And I had always had the idea, so I participated in that, and I let Bill know about my idea of prostate screening, and then we took off from that. That's kind of how I got involved with the prostate screening part.
And so he came in and assisted you getting the word out to the community there. Is that how it went down?
My whole idea at the beginning, and I talked to you about this before, was Culpeper, Madison, and the surrounding counties had one of the highest incidence of prostate cancer in the African-American population. My grandfather, I found out, died from prostate cancer. My brother had prostate cancer. And it became an issue with me. And I had been working on an idea of having screenings for men at barbershops, because most African-American men don't go to the doctor regularly, but they basically go to the barbershop at least once or twice, or maybe off once a month to get the haircut. And so because barbers are licensed professionals, I was trying to figure out a way to get barbers to do PSA tests on men anonymously. And so that didn't work out, but then Bill and I got together and we decided to have a workshop at one of my friends' churches.
So there were some screenings that came as a result of that. And as I understand it, there was some disease that was caught early. Is that right?
Well, yeah, we didn't get to the screenings because of COVID, but we actually had a workshop where we came in and we had a couple of physicians, a nurse practitioner, a couple of urologists come in, and they offered a workshop at the church. Didn't have a lot of men participate, but we had a lot of the women of the church participate. And because the women got educated and found out about the symptoms, the signs, the prostate, BPH and all like that, they went home and told their husbands, you need to go get checked. And because of that screening, and I talked to Bill about that, three men from that church were diagnosed with prostate cancer, and they're getting treatment right now. And actually, like I said, two of them are going to the doctors that participated in the workshop.
So you've really found the secret weapon when it comes to getting men to be more proactive about their health. And that is women, of course.
That's the women. Get the women. Women can get men to do just about anything they need them to do.
You better listen, right? Or you're in trouble. But here's the thing. Men are not, for whatever reason, there's all kinds of stigmas. There's all kinds of issues associated with this. But we collectively, that is to say men, are not very good about this kind of thing, about being proactive about our health and taking preventive measures, right?
Right. I do a workshop at another church every year on men's health. And my adage is men take better care of their trucks, their lawnmowers, and their machinery than they do of themselves. They'll change the oil, they'll take it in.
You might be right.
But, you know, as far as going every year for an annual checkup and all, they wait until, you know, like basically with your automobile until the motor blows up and say, hey, I better get this checked out. So,
well, so we got to get around that. And then I think the particular issue of prostate cancer is even more of a challenge because I think there's even greater stigma there. All kinds of concerns that people have, and there's some embarrassment and consequences of prostate care that maybe keep people away. Tell me a little bit about that.
In African-American men, the one thing I and I can relate to my father and all, the old adage is when you go to the doctor about your prostate, it's the finger test. It's the, you know, they're going to do that. And a lot of men don't know about PSA, that now, you know, you can detect it early with blood tests and all like that. You still need the rectal prostate exam, but I think that's a stigma that a lot of men have and that they just don't want to. And a lot of men assume it's just a process of aging.
So they just sort of assume it's going to happen and not do what they could do to get out ahead of it. And when you get the word to them, which is to say through the women, have you noticed, do they do something about it typically?
Yeah, I think most women, and like I said, I can relate to the three men. I know these men personally, and I know their wives. And basically, the wives were at the workshop. And, you know, one wife told me, she says, yeah, my husband, he gets up 3 and 4 times a night, going to the bathroom and whatever like that. And she says, I told him, you need to go get checked. And she said, I made him an appointment to actually get him to go get checked. And I said, that's when they caught the prostate. It caught it early enough. He had surgery and all. But, you know, if she hadn't come to the workshop, he probably would have, you know, wouldn't have got treatment early enough.
Well, that's got to make you feel good that you instigated all that. That's certainly a, you know, potentially one life saved by virtue of that effort on your
right
account.
Yeah.
So good on you.
Well, that we got three that I know of, and I don't know of the other. You know, it could have been more than three, but I just know personally of three men at that church. And I, like I said, it was if we just only got one, that it was well worth it. But three is really. Really, you know, that's a bonus.
Absolutely. So we are focused on the larger issue of disparities in healthcare in rural settings. What do you see as the biggest challenges? And, and for that matter, what, you know, aside from prostate cancer, which we've been talking about, what are the diseases which ultimately might have links to cancer, which could be more easily and better addressed with a little more effort?
Well, I think one of the greatest ones that I find, especially in the African-American community, is high blood pressure. You know, there are no symptoms, there are no whatever, you know, you don't have pain or whatever, but, you know, it leads to end-stage kidney disease and heart disease and all like that. But I think the main thing is education. We have to educate, you know, the old saying, an educated consumer. Well, basically, we need to educate people about the signs, the symptoms, and just educate them about preventing cancer. It's better to prevent something than it is to try to treat it after you have it. So prevention is the best measure.
That's what Less Cancer is all about, as you know. And I wonder, Eugene, if we could somehow clone you, because we need more people like you out there in these communities, because I know there is, there's less internet bandwidth, there's less communication capability to get good, science-based information, a lot of rumors kick around, and to have somebody like you out there giving the straight situation to people, friend to friend, word of mouth, is invaluable, isn't it?
Yes, as a pharmacist, I always said that one-on-one relationship that I had with my customers and all, you can hear it on the radio, but, you know, for somebody that you personally know to come up to you and say, hey, you need to do that. I think, you know, that personal relationship. I mean, going back to Bill and I, You know, I didn't know him up until 3 or 4 years ago, but I mean, it's like now we're basically best of friends, and you know, so that personal one-on-one relationship in a community helps a whole lot. And for the African American community, the church is probably one of the greatest. I mean, you know, that's the core of the African American community is the church.
You know, it's funny that when I think about what you're doing, a lot of this has a way of making us think very differently about healthcare. I think we imagine doctors dispensing healthcare or this whole infrastructure of professionals. But there's a lot of people in communities like you who can really make a difference. And I wonder if how to scale that up a little bit when we look at the big picture. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I just get the word out. And like I said, it, you know, the old adage, it takes a community. And so, you know, we need to all work together. I'm also involved with a group called Minority and Veteran Farmers of the Piedmont. And basically one of the things we're doing is, you know, providing healthy food to all of the food banks and all of the areas around here. And, you know, one of the main causes of cancer is poor diets. If we eat healthy, and you know, we clean up our environment, we can get rid of a lot of cancers right now. But it's, you know, it takes a collective, better nutrition, better information, accessibility to healthcare, and all of those things play a key role in prevention.
You know, I think people might be surprised. Here you are, a farmer in an agricultural area, obviously. They could be food deserts, can't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My old adage is, I got a lot of sayings, but, you know, the old adage is, why is good food so expensive? The adage is, why is bad food so cheap? And, you know, that's kind of, when people go to a food pantry or whatever, they should get healthy, nutritious produce and not some canned soup with, you know, a lot of sodium, a lot of preservatives. And so, you know, we want to give people healthy food. And that's one of the, you know, one of the key components of, you know, preventing cancer.
So what do you do about that in a place like Culpeper? Where there may not be many places for people to go to get something that is not processed and filled with chemicals. What are the options?
Well, I found out this recently, Culpeper has a lot of food pantries. I mean, you can go get, you know, food insecurity, I think, has always existed. I think COVID really manifested it. But, you know, there are a lot of, and I have friends that teach in school, and you'd be surprised at the number of kids that they depend on getting food at school. And so if they don't go to school, they don't know, you know, they don't get a healthy meal every day because, you know, you got single mothers or whatever. And so, you know, if she's only got $50, does she go out to the grocery store and buy healthy, nutritious produce? Or does she go buy the ramen noodles that'll fill her kids up, you know, keep them from being hungry, but it's not the most healthy thing for them to have that day. So, you know, so it's a lot of factors that play into that.
You know, we have a system generally that doesn't really focus on prevention, but this is a more particular problem where you are in a rural setting. What do you feel like there's an opportunity to really move the needle on this one?
Oh yeah, like I said, I mean, it's we've got to do something. We can't just keep, you know, we got to find a way to get it out here. I'm in a rural area, and because I'm on this today, you know, we haven't gotten high-speed internet out here yet. They keep telling us it's coming, and, you know, it's been 2 years coming. And so, you know, rural areas are not, you know, urban areas are high on the priority list, but, you know, a lot of, and I think it's a stigma about a bunch of country folks. You know, there's a stigma. Oh, those are a bunch of country folks out there. And in the area, but like I said, we need to change the outlook and how people view everybody's important, no matter who you are.
So Eugene, you impress me. You're an optimistic guy. I can just tell by the way you approach life. But at times, you know, do you sort of feel like it's one person against a problem which is insurmountable, too big?
Nothing's too big. I mean, I'm also, you know, by trade, I'm a pharmacist, but I'm also a minister. And my old adage is, you know, God says there's nothing impossible for God. And so one of the things, I mean, you know, he can do anything, but he needs our help to do it. So,
well, somebody say amen to that for sure. Eugene Triplett, we are so grateful that you're a friend of Less Cancer in general and Bill Cousins in particular. And we, whatever we can do to help you in your mission, one person at a time, we can do this, right?
Right. And I talked to Bill before. We've been focusing on men's health, but I think we have to focus on all health, women's health, children's health, all the men. I mean, you'd be surprised at the number of children that suffer from cancer. And I mean, it's, you know, we look at that and you see it on TV and all, but we got to focus on everyone.
All right. Pharmacist, Reverend, local hero, Eugene Triplett, what a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure talking to you and being a part of this Less Cancer program, because I think it's something that we need more of. And thank you, Bill, for involving me. And I look forward to working with you in the future on a lot of other issues.
All right. This is the National Cancer Prevention Workshop produced by Less Cancer. We're focusing this year on cancer prevention in rural America, screenings and healthcare for better outcomes, and Eugene Triplett is a big part of the solution. I'm Miles O'Brien. Thanks for watching.